1967 is when this current building was opened. And small remodels and fixes have taken place over the years, but this is the first major renovation of the library since it was built.
Preparations for a remodel of Fort Hays State University's Forsyth Library are underway. Fort Hays State University Alumni Office Alumni Director Carolyn Tatro, along with Dean of Library Services at Forsyth Library, Ginger Williams, stopped by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I think we joke a lot that depending on where you work on campus, summer doesn't really slow down. Summer sort of the time for things to be, you know, getting ready for the school year, you know, making upgrades and you know, changes to make the campus look ready in August. But, you know, right now is a really great time because we are gearing up for a major renovation of Forsyth Library, which is really exciting because, as you know, as you'll hear today, it's just a great opportunity for our community, for our students, for our campus. And it is so needed. And so I brought Ginger, who is the Dean of Library Services, to kind of talk to us a little bit about the timeline and what the library is going to look like and just get everybody excited about this project as it unfolds over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I know, you know, the Forsyth Library has such a cool history with the campus and the city as well. They have more than just books for the college kids. Maybe before we get there, you want to talk a little bit about the history of that?
Yeah, so the library has been in multiple different places on campus prior to being in the building that it's in right now, pretty much right smack in the middle of campus, right? So in 1902, when we were the Western branch of the Kansas Normal School, we were in the Old Fort Hospital building. The library has been in Picken Hall. It has been in Martin Allen Hall. It has been in McCartney Hall, which they built in 1926. So Forsyth Library was there for a number of years. And then 1967 is when this current building was opened. And small remodels and fixes have taken place over the years, but this is the first major renovation of the library since it was built in 1967. And when we go around and talk to alumni at our different events, or if they come and see us on campus, you know, it's always kind of a running joke that, wow, this place looks exactly the same as it did when they were in school, you know, all these decades ago. And that's true. But, you know, that's kind of why we're getting excited. And it's a great time because, as Dean Williams will talk about, there's been this re-envisioning, reimagining of what a college library should look like in 2023 and beyond.
Yeah, let's bring her into this because, you know, obviously the age thing, buildings get older, they need work done. There's that kind of structural facility stuff. But also you think about libraries. We talk about this with the Hays Public Library quite a bit. The mission of libraries is so much different than it was even 20 years ago. And I can't even imagine the thinking in 67 they were not thinking about the modern lifestyle.
Not at all. You know, clearly we didn't have Wi-Fi back then. We were still using paper card catalogs that you'd have to walk your fingers through the drawers and all that. So if you think about just the way we interact with information and how that has changed, the building was never designed for that. And obviously, you mentioned some of the systems, the HVAC, the electrical, all of those things that are really boring to talk about. They are they're aging out, and they need some TLC. So it's time for a full replace instead of fixing those up.
Yeah. So let's talk about kind of how we're going to do this differently and what the major pieces of this renovation will look like.
I think when you step inside the renovated building a few years from now, you're not going to recognize Forsyth Library anymore as it is today. And that's really exciting because, as Carolyn mentioned, alumni see a lot of what they saw when they were students when they walk in right now. And we've done the best we can to make those minor renovations, but this is going to be a top-to-bottom, floor-to-ceiling renovation all around where it'll actually have a cohesive look instead of a patchwork kind of make do kind of look. And we're really going to have the main floor transformed into a very active zone. We're excited to bring in a cafe. We're excited to really feature the writing center. We're going to bring some books back to the first floor. We actually talked to students and they said they want to see books and know that they're in a library. And we cleared out a lot of those books over the years to make space for events and things, and we'll still have that. So we're actually designing a really great event space that'll be appropriate for lectures and other community events. So it's really hard to fathom, if you haven't seen the plans, kind of the scope of change that's coming to that building.
Yeah, and I think it kind of also alludes to the need for services. It's a service-based kind of opportunity to, I word that badly, but an opportunity to bring those services in and house them in one place. You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so we're really lucky, I think, to have the partners in the building that we do. Obviously, it's a library, and we're always going to have circulation. We're always going to have librarians there to help you with your research. We're also bringing in the Institute for New Media Studies for the first time. They're housed over in Molloy in a space that, again, we've kind of made it work for them, but now they're going to have a space designed just for what they need. They'll be downstairs next to the makerspace and the media lab, the audio booth. So it'll be kind of a technology corridor. And when I say downstairs, right now the downstairs is not prime real estate at all in the library. It's pretty drab, but we're doing a lot of intentional work to make it exciting down there. And we're cutting in a huge amphitheater staircase that'll flow right from the main entrance down to the makerspace. And we're actually cutting another hole in the floor so that you can see the Institute for New Media Studies. So it'll be a very active kind of main and lower levels. We'll have a really active feel to them together.
Excellent. And that to me speaks to how important the library is.
Well, that's music to my ears, and I love to hear that when I go out in the community. You know, libraries are more necessary now than I think they ever have been. We're swimming in information right now, and we all need help figuring out how to manage that and how to access it. Libraries want information to be free for you, right? And there's not a lot of places out there that'll do that for you. There are not a lot of places you can just be and talk to people and not be expected to buy something. So we love being that academic hub and that center of intellectual discourse. And we want to bring people together to talk about things that are tough to talk about, but find a way to do that, you know, peacefully and with all the information we can.
Yeah. It really, again, speaks to the changing needs of the students and the community.
Yeah, students have always had a need to find a place to study, and I think we're going to see students just streaming in for all of the new study rooms that we're going to have, individual group study rooms and all of that. But they told us very specifically what they wanted and needed in the building. They need spaces to collaborate with each other, but they need spaces surrounded by books and natural light. I know that's very specific, but that's what they told us, because that signals to them that this is a place I'm supposed to study, I'm supposed to get my work done, and it signals it's really time to get down to business.
Yeah.
I have to give kudos to everybody who's been involved in this, because, you know, we take a lot of, on campus in general, we take a lot of input from different corners of campus, and I think that's something that we're really good at doing. And so when it came to coming up with the plans for the library and what it looked like, the focus has been on what do students really want out of this, and not just what do we think this building should look like. So I just think it's so amazing that, you know, that this group has reached out to different people on campus, knowing that, you know, would you use the library if it had this, and you know, what would make you, you know, stay and enjoy being here. And I just think that's so important to get the feedback of the people who are in there and could be there every single day.
Absolutely. Now, Carolyn, you know, a project like this obviously takes a lot of money, and that's something that the alumni can really help with, right?
Absolutely. So this is no small thing, you know, a major renovation of a building is truly something that is hard to kind of swallow. So to kind of give you an idea of that, the overall cost of this building is going to be about $25 million, just over $25 million. Now, we have been extremely fortunate at Fort Hays to have received federal funding from the National Institute for Standards and Technology grant in the amount of $19 million. So a huge portion of what this library is going to cost has already been covered. Now, there's also a lot that goes into this. So it's not just building the new building. It's renovating the building. It's maintenance. It's, you know, making sure that we have what we need to keep this building looking and operating as it should. So, you know, you get an additional about $6 million that really is available for people, for anybody to contribute to. This is, like I said, a great opportunity to kind of show passion for the library, passion for what students are doing. And so we just kind of let people know that, yes, we were fortunate to receive this federal grant. You know, we are grateful for Senator Moran for kind of helping the university secure this money. But it's going to take a little bit more effort. Just more than that. So about $6 million is what's left for this project. And, you know, hoping that we can reach that so that we can make sure that this library looks the way that we want it to.
Any naming opportunities with this one? I know that's usually a big way to help get funds in for a new reconstruction project.
Yeah, absolutely. We're lucky that we have one namespace so far, the Larry and Lynn Fenwick Reading Room, that'll be a major, major improvement to our special collections and university archives. We've never had a true reading room before, and so they're giving us our first one. It'll be appropriately climate controlled, and everything that those rare materials need, it's going to have. But throughout the building, there are meeting rooms, there's an event space, there are lots of spaces that could be named.
Excellent. Guys, we're virtually out of time already, but Ginger, I want to give you a minute or two to talk about the timeline of this project and where people can find more information.
Sure. We are wrapping up the design phase right now. I would say it's about 98% set at this point. We're doing the fun work of picking out the colors. I can tell you it's going to be a tasteful version of the tiger black and gold. But we should start some actual renovation work next summer of 2024. And it'll be phased over the next couple of years after that. So we will be in parts of the building. We might be in other places on campus. So for a while, you'll have to go to our website. There'll be a renovation link specifically to tell you, how do I get to the services I need? Where are they on campus? Who do I get in touch with? So if you go to the Forsyth Library website, fhsu.edu/library, you'll be there.